with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. It's a great Saturday to get out and fire up that smoker. We're not going to be just bumping up against about 60 degrees. Nice, cool, crisp fall day. Today is the first day of fall, so we're welcoming it in with a big old barbecue and smoke off in your backyard. Get out there and make it happen. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Or as Timothy Surprise would say, autumnal equinox.
Yes, if I knew what that was, I'd be good. But I just think it's the
he's way too smart for
fall
us.
Fall is here, is what I think it is translated in Grilling Guy's term. But you know, Bob, every once in a while you do something stupid, and I just got to confess that I did the trio last night, which was a dumb thing, and I'm paying for it today, and I think other guys have done this too. Had some family over, did a barbecue, and we had really good food. Steaks turned out fantastic. Did some corn on the cob, got the last season of that, the tomatoes and all that other stuff. But the bottom line is that we started out, had a few beers, then I'm serving steaks. So we opened a bottle of wine, and I had a couple glasses of wine, and then after dinner went down and had the cocktails. And when you're mixing the beer, the wine, and the liquor together, my head's thumping a little bit, baby. So I appreciate you carrying the load today because I'm not on my game 100%.
It's God's little way of telling you you're stupid.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, one of the things that helps with a little bit of a hangover is sometimes a big greasy burger. I don't know about you, but, man, you throw one of those down on top of a hard night, and it makes it a little bit better. It seems like I snap back a little bit. I don't know what it is.
You probably should have had one about 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, and I didn't. Yeah. I mean, we had a big meal. It was good, but now that was when I was having, you know, a little after-dinner drink or whatever. But we were at home. Everybody was safe. Nobody was driving, but I'm paying the price this morning. You know, you get to bed about midnight, and the alarm goes off at 5:30, and it's like, oh, boy, could I use another couple hours. But
so you know, anyway. On this tailgate thing, and I still go back to, you hit it, a burger. So one of the best things to have at a tailgate. I mean, you'll never disappoint anyone with a hamburger, other than maybe some vegans, and don't invite them to your tailgate.
Exactly.
But if you make your patties up in advance, one great way to do them, because everything's kind of small in a tailgate. You know, you got a small parking spot, you got to bring a small grill if you bring one. You know, it's all, you're packing everything in the car. You know what I'm saying? You got a carload of people. So you got to really plan this thing out. One cool way to do a tailgate burger is a slider.
Mm-hmm.
And sliders work for everyone. So for, you know, for pigs like you and I, we can eat five of them and feel like we really got our money's worth. But they're easy to fit on a grill. A lot of your little tailgate grills are round, and they're tough to put meat on anyway. You should never make a grill round. It doesn't make any sense. But so you can pack more of them. You can fit them in between the other things on the grill. The other thing is, sometimes there's so much food at a tailgate, somebody really wants a hamburger, but they don't want to take one because they know they won't eat the whole thing. Especially, I think, of the women you bring along. You know, they're always, we like them because they look good and they're staying skinny, not like us. So we're trying to help them stay skinny and give them a little burger. One of the cool things you can do with a slider is get these little Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Oh, those are good.
They are.
Those are really good. You can find them in a lot of grocery stores.
Yes.
There. It's actually Hawaiian brand or
yeah,
something, isn't it?
Is.
Yeah,
King Kamehameha, I think.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I used to know him.
I want another booger.
Yeah. Come on, I want to. Anyway, yeah. That guy. So if you make your sliders, and the key here again, so that it turns out and people can use it, is anytime you're forming a burger patty, make sure you depress the middle of it. You make the center of your burger kind of skinny. Do you notice those stuffed burgers you did last weekend?
Yeah, they turned into like a baseball by the time they were done.
Exactly.
They were good, but they were hard to eat.
But they kind of started off kind of like a UFO shape. Anytime your burger looks like a UFO, okay. You know,
I don't know what that looks like, but that was
Martian. it inside. You know, smash that baby down so that it's concave.
Right.
You want your burger to start off concave. And then by the time it cooks, you've got a nice flat burger. It'll fit on a bun, and you still have room for, like, a tomato or something.
Yeah, and I think I got one last tip on the burgers is watch them. Because last weekend, we made some hockey pucks. We threw on there and got talking and looked away. And
that was my bad.
All of a sudden, you come back, and it's like, whoa, man, we could just throw these on, get a stick, and we'll go over to the arena, play a little hockey. They were bad. We had to throw them away. But
another nice way to do a little slider like that is to go ahead and make up your little designer burgers into sliders with a little blue cheese. You found that bottle of the ground olive.
Yeah, I think it's muffalata or something. It's like
something like that.
Yeah,
muffa.
Yeah.
Mofo. Anyway, it's already chopped up. You don't need to, you know, spend your Saturday morning chopping up olives. That and a little blue cheese and then some onion powder and some of your favorite salty type seasoning, and you've got yourself a great little slider there. So, anyway.
Yeah, you know, and I saw a couple things happen last weekend that I hadn't seen before that I thought was pretty cool is these easy tailgate toddies. And what people were doing is they made their mixed drink, and they put it in a 2-liter bottle. And then you can just throw it. It's all pre-mixed. I mean, you got to mark it so the kids don't grab, think it's a Diet Coke. But I saw rum and Cokes in there, and I saw, you know, the shot and pop drinks. They just came in a big 2-liter. They had them already mixed, so you didn't have to haul the bottles, mess around with mixing drinks. You just unscrewed the cap, poured it on the ice, and you were good to go.
And as far as the kids know, you're drinking a Pepsi.
Yeah, right. But I just thought it was a cool way to do it because then you don't have to mess around with all the bottles and worrying about minors getting to them or whatever. You just, you know, got a 2-liter. Pretty cool.
Important thing is you're fooling the kids. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess that's right. I guess that's right.
You know, the other thing is when you're tailgating like that, you're packing. You're hauling your stuff. Now, we had great spots. We were at the MSU Stadium, Spartan Stadium. We were in the U lot, okay? The stadium doors are 20 feet away.
Right.
Thanks to Chris Underly. But normally, you're parking 2 miles out, and you're hauling everything in. So, again, getting down to thinking small, packing, and making all that stuff convenient, you got to think ahead and be prepared to carry that stuff in lightweight packs. I mean, all the stuff you've got to have. Think ahead and, you know, yeah, that's all I can say. Yeah. I'm brain dead.
You know, Bob, one of the things I like about the fall is the hunting seasons are here. I know you're going fishing. The duck season is coming up here a little bit, and I'm perfecting some recipes on the smoker as well as on the grill for duck. But one of the issues that we got to deal with this year with regard to duck hunting are these low water levels that are in the Great Lakes. A lot of the guys go over to Saginaw Bay, and they'll go fishing, and the bay over there is already 2 feet below its normal level, and it'll drop probably another 3 to 5 inches with seasonal as the fall rolls through.
Seriously, 2 feet below?
That's what the DNR is telling me. And, you know, so a couple things you got to watch for is you're going to be hunting in different areas probably because the water isn't there. And the other thing is the boats and the sandbars. You got to be careful where you used to be able to go, and all of a sudden you're getting in shallow water, you beat your boat. It's not a good thing. And sometimes it's hard to see out there. You know, you're out in the dark when you're setting your deeks and getting yourself ready to go. But your decoys. The good news is there's a really strong population of ducks and geese this year. You know, if you scout a little bit and adapt your hunting techniques to the shallow water conditions, you really should expect some great success. You know, in addition, there's a number of these diving ducks, such as the scaup and the redheads. And, you know, they're up this year a lot. And the opportunities for those, you get out in a little bit deeper water, the open water hunting, it's a little bit different, but the species are abundant. So, you know, for the duck hunters that are out there, and I'm one of them, becoming one of my favorite sports because I can just sit around with my buddies a lot like when I'm grilling and shoot the breeze before we shoot the ducks. So, but anyway, get out there, enjoy this beautiful day. It's going to be fabulous, just up about 60 degrees today, and a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up the grill. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back with some more good stuff.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.